In episode 2 of the campaign room, I had the pleasure to welcome Susie Romans. And don't tell anyone, but the creative direction we took inside is one of my top 3 I created in 2026 so far. Susie is a genius when it comes to scaling. With over 15 years of experience helping small to medium-sized businesses scale and grow, she has supported client results exceeding 30 million in sales. She built and exited a multi-million dollar real estate business before she chose a different definition of success, one rooted in leverage, alignment, and scale, which is exactly the one she's still operating in. And I adore the over-the-top approach we went down with for Susie's campaign inside this episode. And in a few seconds, you are about to witness it as the fly on the wall. And if you come during listening to this to the very reasonable conclusion that you want to do an extended version of what we do inside the campaign room for your signature offer, including the emotions you want to evoke, the storyline, the visual word, the red thread that runs through all the touch points, and of course the sell-out premiere for your signature offer, then have a look at the show notes at the end of this episode, because there you can find the link to my intensive, for which I open limited spots every other month. But for now, grab your favorite drink and enjoy the show. We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to. And to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. Susie, I'm more than excited to have you on the podcast today and to the person who can introduce yourself the best of all human beings on this planet is you. So let us know who you are, what your brand stands for, who are the people you are serving.
Okay, awesome. So I have been an entrepreneur for 15 years. I have actually done marketing and business coaching for 8 years. I was one of the early adopters or one of the originals back in like 2012 is when I started in coaching, believe it or not. Things blew up. I had this blog that exploded when Pinterest had first come out. And so that was my first catalyst to kind of becoming a marketing coach and business coach. And then after doing that for about 8 years, I transitioned into real estate for about 5 years, building assets and Airbnbs and rentals. And now I'm transitioning back into business coaching again, but with a very different angle. Now that I've built multiple businesses, I'm really focused on scaling and teams and automation instead of where I was before, which was more marketing focused. Now it's more of like amplifying your message and your business and your brand.
Oh, wow. I love that. And we met today to talk about one of your best offers, I would call it. One of the spaces people really need to get into. And I don't want to tell the name yet. I want to have you telling the people what it is called. But just let us know, what is the offer we focus on today?
Okay, so coming back to the coaching world, I feel like I have a really unique perspective perspective. Because I was gone for like 5 years focusing on building all the real estate assets, I was able to kind of come back into the industry and see what's missing. And I think there's been a lot of people who want to grow, but there's not a lot for women who are building a team or who want to use software and systems and kind of remove themselves from their coaching business. Because a lot of women are doing really well, but they're spending all the money or they're not able to build their team and really kind of amplify things. I feel like there's a lot of burnout and women who are getting exhausted because they're doing everything in their business. So there's this conversation that needs to be had about like, what does that next level look like? What does it look like to have a team and to have, again, processes that are working while you're not? So I love the idea of like, things that are working 24/7, because we're so blessed to have different softwares, technologies, automations, things that will remove you from the business so you don't have to do every single thing. And then what else is missing? I think in our industry, it's also, there's a lot of what I call like band-aid coaching. So it's sort of like getting on calls and trying to fix whatever needs a band-aid that day. Like, this is bothering me, we'll just slap a band-aid on it. But my perspective is we need to have an approach which is more building. So it's execution, it's focused on the building blocks, one on top of another. So, in what I'm going to be launching, Scaling Made Simple, the focus is building blocks. There's going to be accountability, implementation days, workshops. I will give everyone literally my own people that I use to build my tech, my graphics, all the things so that people can experience what it's like to be held, to have a team, to be supported, and to not have to do it all on your own, but to actually build something as well, not just put a band-aid on whatever they're struggling with that day, but really build something that can operate and function without them in it.
Oh, wow. I love this so much. It's so much needed. And also, it's something I've never seen before in that particular combination, in that format, because you have many people, as you already said, you have many people that show you how to scale, but not in a way of we're actually building a company, but more or less scale your content, scale your messaging, build an offer suite that is scalable, but then they don't have the systems to support it. And so many people do this, as you already said, with the band-aid. It's like, okay, just build that funnel, then you have more time. Yeah, no, it's not that way. You have to build the whole thing. And when we talk about scaling made simple, so that I have a clear understanding of that offer, is it something that is evergreen and you can join for a certain amount of time? Is it like a membership? Is it a mastermind? What is it like format-wise?
So similar to a mastermind, it will be a group experience, but we'll be doing implementation days. So we're not focused on just coaching, we're focused on actually executing. So we'll have 90-minute workshops during the week, two times every week, where we're actually building processes into your company. So whether that be, like I said, some kind of softwares or automations or funnels, or maybe it's helping you to train your team members to do different things inside of your company, the focus is building and it's implementation. So it's structured a little bit differently than just hopping on a call to get some feedback. We'll actually be workshopping together so that when people come to these sessions, they're actually leaving with things being accomplished through that workshop.
Okay, that's perfect. And can I join whenever I want to? So let's just make an example. You start January, the overall program or the container or scaling made simple, and I'd like to join like in April. Is that possible? Or do we have a certain
Yes, it will be done evergreen, and we're doing an application system. So we'll be driving traffic to different resources, and then under the resources, we're going to have an application form. So this allows me to kind of showcase my expertise, and we'll be having primarily audios and videos where I'm teaching on something, and then right underneath, we're going to have applications. So this is kind of going to be my flow of driving traffic to a resource and an application. It's going to be every application will be considered, right? Where are they? Are they a good fit for the implementation pod? Because these are going to be workshops where I work closely with people. So I want to make sure that it is the right fit and I know that it's a win-win I've always run my business that way as a coach and mentor. It's not just about selling to anybody. It's making sure that it's a win-win, that I'm happy because I love working with this person. They're happy because they're actually going to get the result that I'm promising.
Okay, this is so good. And to just have the whole picture, what's the price pain point and how many people can you hold inside this office?
Yeah, it's going to be $5,000 for 90 days, and they can rebook every 90 days. I believe that in that amount of time, they're going to see massive growth because if we're sticking to accountability, execution, we've got compounding efforts, and we're building something that's leveraged, they can absolutely already see some results in 90 days. And I've had lots of clients because I did this for 8 years before. I had tons of clients that would re-sign, and I think 90 days is kind of a nice ramp up. And when they start seeing things happening, I know that they'll be rebooking for another 90 days. And I like the idea of doing evergreen because, yeah, I'm kind of in a season of I want to do things that fit well into my lifestyle, and I don't want to do these high pressure, high stress launches. So for me, evergreen and application kind of puts me in that seat of having more peace and ease and knowing that I've got, my ads are running, applications are coming, I've got new wonderful people coming into my world all the time, and that to me feels the most aligned.
This is so great. And how many people can be in there simultaneously?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Because it hasn't launched yet, I'm thinking of somewhere between 10 to 15 per pod. And I'm just going to have to create more. The way I see it scaling is once we hit limits, when I can no longer help that amount of people that are in the container, I'll have to do another day or have some of my team members that are also going to be leading these calls. I've got an amazing woman who's so talented with tech and funnels and automation that she could be leading some calls. Yeah, it's again a team effort once it grows and scales, but I want to make sure that the people who are in my containers, in my communities, that they always feel supported. That's really important to me, that everybody gets the time and attention that they need.
I love that so much. And do you have anything that you want to give me or us inside this room on the way so that we have like the overall picture? Do you think, okay, this is everything is on the table. We can now start creating, go into the creative direction.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else is unique. I think a lot of women, they're not getting enough support. They're not getting enough actually like time to execute. So I really feel passionate about this offer that it's going to be very different. In a way, I almost feel bad because I've been parts of different communities and masterminds where they're like, I paid so much for this and I'm not getting the support or my business isn't building. And I see all like the red flags. I see what's happening where they're not growing, they're not being held accountable, they're not being, like I think of Legos as corny as it, I have kids, so I think about analogies all the time of like the building the pieces on top of each other. And I think so many women, they're just getting random, like a little bit of advice here, a little advice here, those band-aids, but they're not getting a full structure that the coach is helping to build, like I said, like a Lego set where you're every week, it's piece by piece you're building, and then you're walking away with something that actually works and that's actually scalable. So for me, that is how I want to be different as a coach and mentor. And especially as an entrepreneur of 15 years, I know that that's how you grow. It's the accountability, the leverage, the building blocks. It cannot just be, let's throw something, at the wall and hope it sticks. There has to be a real process behind it. So, yeah, I think it's different. I know that I'm meant to lead in this way because so many people have incredible visions and hearts and souls. Like the passion is there, but they're lacking the structure and they're getting burnt out, which is unfortunate, because so many women are meant for more, but they're stuck because they just don't have the teams and the processes in place. So.
Okay, I love that so much. So I already have a bunch of ideas, but I have a bunch of
Well,
questions as well. So, but now we come into the fun part. It was
yeah,
already
yes.
fun, but now it's getting even more fun. So if you would need to describe your brand with three characteristics, like is it playful? Is it something that is like it feels easy? Is it prestige? Is it luxury? Is it high end? Is it what would you say? What are the three main characteristics of your brand?
So I've always kind of connected with this concept of being like supported, being the diva in a way. And I know some people think that's like a negative, could be negative, but I love it. I love, when I've got three different women working on my hair and my makeup, and I've got somebody who's helping, pick up the kids, or the grocery delivery is happening. And, I'm checking in the morning with my team, and I've got graphics ready for this. And my tech girl's like, oh, we just created the automation. When I feel fully supported, like I just get goosebumps talking about it. I love being held, supported, just feeling, yeah, that essence of like I can be in my feminine and my flow. I can be focusing on my gifts. I love to teach, to speak, to mentor, to help people. And I don't want to be bogged down with the little things. So it's kind of like that's that essence of being supported, but it is very much also, I think there's like a luxury element to it of women who like luxury or like high-end experiences. It's the women who enjoy paying for the VIP tickets, wherever they're going at the concert or show, or the first class flights, because they like to be catered to. They like to be supported and held. I kind of went off on a tangent there. Was that helpful, or did I
It was
answer the
so
question?
helpful. I have so many ideas. I'm so excited for it. So, okay. When we think about scaling made simple, when you think about that woman that wants to have that kind of support, is at that point or season or in that season of their business you want them to be so that scaling made simple is just the perfect fit. How do you want them to feel or want her to feel the moment she hits the button? Which feeling or the which emotion should be the most present?
She has been in a place of burnout. So, maybe she's got children or family or, the business. It's like she's kind of exhausted. She wants the business to work, and she knows that she created the business for freedom and for fulfillment, but somehow she's gotten heavy and bogged down, and weight is a heavy weight of carrying everything. So how she feels when she's going to be working with me is this excitement, like a weight off my shoulders, a feeling of, oh my gosh, these things are working. Like now I know how to train my team, or now I've got this automation that's working. So now I can wake up and I see leads in my inbox, or I see sales that have come in through the night. This is how I want her to feel, this sense of like, oh my gosh, it's working. And it gets to be not easy, because I know that that's cliche, or it's been used too much to say, oh, make it easy, everything should be easy. It doesn't have to be easy necessarily, but simple, right? We can make these systems and structures simple so that, like I said, you're waking up, you're at peace, you don't feel overwhelmed, and it feels like the weight is off their shoulders.
Okay, I love that. I love that so much. So, when I would ask you what's the main benefit, I think it's exactly that, right?
More peace, more ease, a sense of, I keep feeling like she is supported. I almost thought about using that as the name for the program, because it's that feeling that you don't have to carry it all on your own.
I like that. And if you would describe scaling made simple as a physical room, so a room where I truly can step into, what would it look like? How would it,
Ooh, good
maybe
idea,
what's
or
the
good
scent?
question.
What, how would it sound? How would it feel like to be inside there?
I think about like a room of CEOs, and I think like, what's the conversations that they're having? So we're talking about big thinkers, people who have multi six or seven or even eight figure businesses, and they're thinking, big scale, right? Who do I hire for this? How do I create more leverage in this program or offering? Or, right, the conversations are bigger and the answers are always around leverage, team, systems. It's how do we create an architect sort of this business? So it feels like, a room of powerhouse CEOs, but they're also designing the businesses. We're communicating, we're co-creating, we're helping one another, but not in like a hustle. It's not like a, we got to force this and push this. No, it's like, how do we design this so that we're supported and held and that our mission gets amplified?
And how would it look like? So when you say like these big conversations, but not like in the hustle, so it's like not this standard conference room with one big table and everyone is sitting on a chair and all are writing and stuff like that. But how would it look like?
Good question. The next thing that came to mind when you said not a boardroom, I'm like, well, where we could be is like gathered around a nice, classy, like pool area at some nice resort. That comes to mind because I've always believed in blending business and pleasure. Like it always would make me laugh because I travel a lot and people ask like, oh, are you traveling for business and pleasure? I'm like, it's the same thing. Like, what do you mean? It's always been for me one and the same. But yeah, it's, having like your big hats and your poolside and you have your people coming and bringing you drinks and food, and you're like collaborating with your fellow entrepreneurs. Like that's kind of the visual that I got.
Ooh, I love that. And also with the business and pleasure, you should create a post around that. It's so good.
Yeah,
It's
totally.
so good. Okay. So I was thinking in two different directions,
Okay.
which we could build on. So the first idea, because or the idea you brought into the room, because I love it so much, is the diva. It's the diva. It's like creating a campaign around you being at the hairdresser, getting a blowout, or just being there getting a manicure, or doing everything you want to, just drinking your cafe or sipping something else, or just writing in your journal or reading or doing something that people would see as something that is pure joy, pure pleasure. And while you're doing that, everyone around you is just doing things for you, like your hair, your nails. Someone is bringing you the cafe. Someone is bringing you champagne. Someone
I
else is
love this.
asking you something, and then you get some food or stuff like that, so that you are
Yeah.
really supported. That we kind of create something where people truly feel, oh, she's too much supported. She doesn't do anything herself. So that it's kind of too much. But this is where the message just lands in a way of, okay, wow, I can be supported on that level inside my business. And then you can create like the bridge to, okay, and all these people that are doing things for you, it's not actual people, it's tools, it's systems, it's technique you just can use that is doing this job not only in this 1 hour but 24/7. So this could be it doesn't you could do both. So both ideas. This could be one thing you can go into, and the other idea, and I'm so excited which direction we will take. The other idea could be like a nerd, like this nerdy, I'm going deep into the systems. We have like these, I know what I'm doing, I'm the expert, and we're really nerding inside these pots because this is what it truly takes in order to then have the business and pleasure part all year round. And then not just like this nerdy thing you would expect it, like a teenager in his bedroom with his laptop and doing things, but like a luxury nerd. Like these
I love both of
people,
those.
like you have like these big rooms, you have people nerding together, like because nerding is not only with the thing of, okay, we're building the systems and we're doing the things we're implementing, but also the big conversations you have inside that room. It's to nerd into a specific topic and be such a nerd in scaling and growing and expanding that it's the only thing that could potentially happen, because this is also something that could carry this offer so great. It's like the fact that Oftentimes in rooms and masterminds where people are like, oh no, it's not working. Please help me. Please save me. And you're sitting there and you're like, what are we talking about right now? I want to expand. I want to grow. And so that you are in a room where everyone is a nerd in growing, a nerd in scaling. And so this is also a direction we could take. So if you would need to decide, which direction would it be?
I love both, and I could honestly see myself building out a campaign. I'm very visual and I love photo
Perfect.
shoots. So I could see both as being really fun, creative photo shoots and branding elements. But I think first would be maybe like the diva being supported by all the people. And the one thing that also comes to mind just for our listeners is because you said something about maybe it's too much or you feel bad, like, do I really need all this support? I would really encourage women to realize that all these people that support you, like they also enjoy what they're doing. The hairdresser loves what she's doing. The nail tech loves what they love that they're also making money and doing something they enjoy, but also we get to be a blessing by paying all these people, like providing jobs for others. To me, I think especially as a leader, like this is a great thing. So don't feel bad about kind of that diva energy. Just like embrace the fact that I'm paying all these people, I'm providing jobs and opportunities for all of them to also enjoy what they do. There's like a mindset shift I think that has to happen for some women. Instead of feeling guilty about being supported, be like, no, this is great. They're happy, I'm happy. It's a win-win for everybody. But yeah, so that vision kind of, I feel like that comes together for me. But I feel like both could happen because since my offer will be evergreen, I could do that visual and that branding. And then, 4 months, 5 months down the road, I can do the nerdy, like the tech side, because you're absolutely right that there's actually both. There's the human support, the people, the team, and then there's the tech. There's all the software that we get to use, even things that were never even existed like a year or 2 years ago that now. There's like a software where we can set it up. And now instead of me having to be stressed out and doing whatever that process, now we've got software that can do it for us.
Yes, absolutely. And I also wouldn't not just think in visuals and photo shoots. I would bring it much further. I think in movies. I'm also a pretty visual person, and I really think in movies. And when you think about especially the part with the guilt, it's so good. And also the shame, maybe. Then you could create a whole campaign with teasers, with trailers, with a pitch movie, which you then can show inside the like these audio trainings or video trainings, which then ramp up to Scaling Made Simple. And there you could create different like episodes, and then you have one where it looks like massively over the top, like she's that lazy person, everyone is doing everything for her. And then you have another episode, and then you know all the names from the people who are doing your hair, your nails, bringing you food. You chat with them, you ask how their daughter is, how it is at college, stuff like that. So that people really see you care about them or about your team members, and that is like this whole ecosystem of humans, team members, like systems, tools, all these things coming together. And then you can also use these images on sales pages. You can create low entry or entry level offers that ramp up to Scaling Made Simple that are called Diva or something like that. You can create a theme. You can bring people into that low ticket offers and tell them, dress like your inner diva. How would you be dressed when you do that? So you can do so much with that.
Yes, I love this. So many light bulbs are going off. I had a visual of like, again, being poolside in the like the lounging in the sun with the hat and everything, having like a butler or somebody, bringing drinks and things. Like so many visuals come up, and I love the concept, what you're saying, something cinematic where it's storytelling. And you're absolutely right. There's, as a leader, it's not just like what everyone's doing for me and this over the top that maybe what they see, and some people can judge at first glance, but the reality is what you said, also caring about the people in your world that are supporting you, how their family, how their children is, having these, beautiful long-term connections with the people that your videographer, your teams, your photography people, your hair and makeup, like, it's a team effort and it's caring about your team, right?
Yeah, and when I think about the campaign, I also would do it like over the top in a way of that you force people to judge. I would do it in such a high exaggeration that people are like, is she serious? Because this drives engagement. This is what people will remember.
This
I
and it would
would
be
really force,
disruptive.
I would force them to judge you inside of this. And then you bring in the other episodes, the other angles, and then it creates like this whole picture. And you can also not only the cinematic pieces, which are great, but you can also integrate talking heads. When you lay on that sunbed and you have that big hat on and you are in like this beautiful bathing suit, and then there's someone like doing your nails while you are talking, and then there's someone bringing on or handing you over the champagne, and you just keep talking. You just speak about the thing you just want to talk about in that moment. And then you can create like this series of talking heads where you are in different environments, different settings with different outfits. And then there's always something that is given to you. And you just do your thing. You just focused on the
It's a
person.
very, I love this. It's a very feminine vibe, right? It's like the concept. I was just writing before our call today. I was writing some content about like receiving and like the feminine of it's very feminine to scale when because it means you're being supported. Because I think of scaling, I think of being supported by people and by softwares and systems. So it's very like I get to lean back and be in my feminine because I'm supported. So I love what you're saying. It all, blends together.
And I would also think about a additional touch point, which shows them how it truly feels like to be inside Scaling Made Simple. Because you already talked about that this is not the standard. This is not what people expect in terms of support. This is not what people expect in terms of implementation. So you will always have like these objections of if consciously or subconsciously of, oh, I joined a room like this and I didn't get the support I thought I would get. And so I would create something where they can experience what it truly is like to be inside of this. This is one thing. And there you can create something where it's like where you invite people that were already in there you work with, but you could also do like 30-minute pods where you showcase how it looks like, where people can listen to it. You could do something like we are doing right now, where I'm showcasing how it is like to work with me or how my brain works, how I do creative direction. And then also what I also would think about is if I, and this is why I ask you the question with the physical room, how or if you want to make Scaling Made Simple a actual room where people can walk in. Like it's like the exclusivity that not everyone can go in there. So it's perfect for your brand characteristics. It's perfect with the application you already planned to do. So that there is like this feeling of I'm entering a room as soon as I'm entering that offer. So that they truly have the feeling of being a member of a club. I wouldn't name it like that because not people think of memberships, but I would create something where it's like, okay, I'm someone who is allowed to get into that room. I'm one of the chosen ones. That's not the wording I would use, but that they have like this feeling of, oh, wow, this is
And I feel, yes. And I feel what came up for me was like the CEO implementation pod. So I think about like a room of people who have been chosen, but also I was going to say the application also creates that exclusivity because. Yeah, it's not everyone is going to be accepted. It's the women who are thinking bigger, who need a space to, again, it's like, you probably heard coaches talk about like, oh, I have Mondays or like my CEO day or Fridays. Like my CEO day is my day where I get to look at my business and work on it instead of because, again, so many coaches, because of one-on-one clients or because they're getting overwhelmed or burnt out with so many, like being in the business, they don't get to work on the business. So that's the difference, right? Is like the CEO room or the CEO pod concept of like, this is where we take time out of our week to look at it from a bird's eye view and like architect the business, right?
Yeah,
Does
and
it,
I just had the idea, maybe you can just implement it in a super elegant, luxurious way, but I was thinking about it's like a sealed room in a way. As soon as you get in, nothing from the outside can come in as well. So you're on like this void where we create, where we brainstorm, where we implement, where we do things that just happen inside this room. And it's like I would have this twice a week. I have this call on my calendar where I know nothing is distracting me. And I know in this time span, I get to make the decisions that truly bring my business forward. I'm not distracted. I don't have to listen to other people complaining why it is not working, but we do actual things that bring everyone inside this room forward.
Yes. Amen. I love that so much. And I think the accountability piece is important for me because as a coach, but also as being somebody who has been in other people's worlds, there's a lack of caring and following up with the thing we built last week. So that's a huge part of this is whatever was instructed, or we said, hey, you're going to hire this person to do this thing, or you're going to set up this software. Okay, great. I write it down for every person in my community in the program, what they are going to be held accountable. And the next time they come in, I will say, did you do XYZ? Was it executed, implemented? If not, why? What got stuck? And then it's again, it makes people feel seen and heard and understood, and that I care. I'm not just going to be like, oh, this, Band-Aid on whatever today. No, we're building. We will put the blocks one on top of the next. And if you didn't execute it, you'll be held accountable. And that's what's good for them. Because I was raised by like a tough love mom in my life. And sometimes we need that tough love, that to say, this piece needs to happen, or we can't build the next piece on top.
Oh, I have so many more ideas, but we're already running out of time. I love how time flies when two great women are in front of a room.
The
Yeah, it's just thriving inside your zone of genius is the best thing you could potentially do. So
minds.
I have two more questions for you to like have the red thread inside here. So what is when you think about the ideas we just throw together, like this campaign, the Diva campaign, what is the part you are most excited about?
I love, again, branding and visuals. So maybe that's just the diva in me. So I'm getting excited about like pulling all that together and having, creating, like you said, it could be something cinematic that's like a movie. But for me, I would need the right team to execute that. But you can also do it in a micro way of, just having images and carousels and things where you're telling this story through the visuals and through the words. But yeah, it excites me because I think it'll bring in the right woman, because women who see that and they're like, yeah, that's totally me sitting in my chair and like, bring me all the margaritas or whatever, and sales are coming in because my team is working and my systems, my courses are selling. And so I know that that branding will bring in the right woman. So that kind of excites me for sure. Was that your question? What excites me the most?
I love that so much. And also because Scaling Made Simple is going to be evergreen, you just can start with like the low key, what you just can create right now to spread the message. And then you can go on to the full production. And if you need a team for that, just send me a DM. I know someone. And then also, I know that right now we have so many listeners that are on the edge of their seats in a way of, okay, this sounds so amazing. It sounded like Susie was creating this offer exactly for me. So if someone is listening and now is like on the edge of the seat and just like, okay, how can I join this? How they can they contact you? What's the best way to reach out to you if there's someone who says, okay, Scaling Made Simple, as soon as it's open, I'm in.
Oh, thank you so much. What a great opportunity. Yeah, my Instagram or my website. So I'm Susie Romans everywhere. SusieRomans.com is my website, or at Susie Romans on Instagram. So it's Susie, Susie spelled that way, with Romans as my last name. So yeah, they can reach out to me. They can send me a DM if they have any questions or came from, this episode and want to follow up. I would love to hear what they're building and see if they're a good fit. Again, for me, it's win-win. I have to feel that they're for sure going to win and get the support, and that they're, you know what I mean? That they're a good fit for what the offer is, and that I'll be happy serving them as well. So as long as it's win-win, like that's what I'm here for, is the joy and fulfillment. I've had so many incredible clients. Like, nothing makes me happier than my clients coming back to me and hearing their wins and success stories and creating that freedom, financial freedom and time freedom. So, yeah. So thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me. It was such a pleasure. I'm so excited to see that campaign
Yeah,
come to
I'm ready to
life.
book
First
all these
the
things.
Diva, then the Luxury Nerd. It's gonna be so amazing. And I'm beyond excited to see all these things coming and
Thank you.
to watch all the women joining Scaling with some.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be on here with you.